I'd like to share with you from the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a narration by Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu, and he says, Kunna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi safar. We were once with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a journey. Fanazalla manzilan, and we stopped at a place. Faminna man yuslihu khiba'ahu, there were some of us repairing our tents. Faminna man huwa fi jasharihi, there were others who were competing with each other in shooting arrows. Idh nada munadi rasulillah as-salah jami'atan, when the announcer called out that gather for salah, get ready for salah. فَاجْتَمَعْنَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, then we all gathered to the messenger, around the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌ قَبْلِ إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَدُلَّ أُمَّةَ وَعَلَىٰ خَيْرِ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ وَيُنْذِرُهُمْ شَرَّ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. It was the responsibility of every messenger who came before me to direct his ummah towards that which he knew was good for them, and to warn them against that which he knew was bad for them. وَإِنَّ أُمَّتَكُمْ هَذِهِ جُعِلَ آفِيَتُهَا فِي أَوَّلِهَا وَسَيُصِيبُ آخِرَهَا بَلَاءٌ وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the well-being of this ummah has been associated with the first of its adherents, or the latter part of this ummah will be afflicted by trials and matters which you dislike. Matters that you disliked. وَتَجِيءُ فِتْنَةٌ يُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُكَ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا, and tribulations will follow one another, and each will be worse than the other. هَذِهِ, one will be worse than the other. A tribulation will come, and a believer will say, this will destroy me, and it will be removed, and another tribulation will come, and say, this is the one that will destroy me. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَيُّزَحْزَحَ عن النار ويدخل الجنة فلتأتي منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever desired to be saved from the fire of Jahannam and be admitted into paradise should have his death come to him while he believes in Allah and the last day. وليأتي للناس الذي يحب أن يؤتى إليه. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and he treats people as he would like them to treat him. وَمَنْ بَايَعَ إِمَامًا فَأَعْطَاهُ صَفَقَةَ يَدِهِ وَثَمَرَةَ قَلْبِهِ فَلْيُؤْطِهُ إِنْ اسْتَطَاعَ فَإِنْ جَاءَ آخَرُ يُنَازِعُهُ فَضْرِبُهُ أُنُقَ الْآخَرِ. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ended off by saying, whoever pledges allegiance to a leader by giving him the grasp of his hands and the essence of his heart should obey him as far as possible. If another person comes to usurp his leadership, then strike his neck. Now, my point here of reference is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلْيَأْتِي إِلَى النَّاسِ أَلَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَن يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ. One should treat people as one would like to be treated. That is an important point. Treat people as you would like to be treated. Many a times, you know, someone is being unreasonable. The husband is being unreasonable. And if you just slow him down, and make him pause for a moment and ask him, listen here, if this was your daughter in the marriage, how would you like her to be treated? Would you like her husband to respond the way you are responding? Would you like her husband to treat you as you are treating your wife? And any person with any sort of dignity, any person, any compassionate, any normal person will immediately slow down and say, no, you know, I wouldn't like that for my daughter. And then you simply say that, well, this is also someone else's daughter, and that person doesn't like that to happen to his or her daughter. So keep that in mind. Treat people as you'd like to be treated. That is the important message. And I think we need to remind ourselves of this all the time, and always try to put yourself in other people's shoes. You know, you're having an argument with someone, or someone said something, and then pause for a moment and just say, let me try and just understand this from her point of view, from his point of view. Look at his circumstances. This is what his aspiration must have been. This is what he was hoping to attain. This is what she was hoping to attain. Okay, now let me look at it from my point of view, and in that way, you'll sort of find the balance. in that way you'll find the balance. So this is a beautiful remedy. This is a beautiful overarching principle, a very comprehensive principle that if you keep this principle in mind, then inshallah it will be a means of it will be a means of creating harmony. It will be a means of solving many problems, discord, fighting, argumentation, the contestation of rights that has become the center point of all homes. The home has become an unhappy place because everyone is at odds with one another. The husband and wife are both contesting one another that I need to see that I get the best deal, that my rights are fulfilled. The wife is concerned that her rights must be fulfilled. And in that way, we are both depriving ourselves of one of the basic aspects of life, and that is that we need to enjoy our lives and bring joy to others. Enjoy our lives and bring joy to others. That is one of the most joyous things of life, to live your life in such a way that you are a means of happiness to others. And that is exactly what we ought to be doing. If we look at the dua which we've been taught, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Wallah, make for me, my spouse and my children, a means of coolness to my eyes. So as a spouse, are you a means of coolness to your spouse's eyes? As children, are you a means of coolness to your parents' eyes? Why is it that we no longer are a means of coolness to our parents' eyes or to our spouse's eyes? It is because of this contestation for rights that everybody wants to see to it that I am getting the best deal. Everyone feels that that I'm being done down, that my rights are not being fulfilled, and we put the blame on others. And it seems as though the easiest way to evade and to avoid responsibility is to blame others. But that will not be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to take responsibility for your own actions. You cannot blame others. If someone did not fulfill your rights, it doesn't give you the right to not fulfill that person's right. Each person will be questioned independently, and each person will have to answer independently. And that is why we need to keep this in mind. So the lengthy narration and the circumstances under which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shared this vital point is important for us to understand and to keep in front of us all of the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Let it be our motto. I will treat people as I would like to be treated. I will treat people as I would like to be treated. And this is an important part of our deen.